Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Cube Code and Tenderfoot TV present Bloodthirsty Hearts, starring Victoria Morales, Sophia Bryant, Gus Burney, Savon Alira Rose, and Cheyenne Haynes, created by George V. Ganim. Episode 2, Too Bloody, Too Thirsty.
Well, folks, that's all she wrote here at Great Lakes Stadium. Thanks for coming out and drive safe.
Hey, Susu.
Hey, Denny. That was, some feedback, huh? Almost ruined your moment.
As long as it pads my application for Princeton, that's all that matters.
Oh, wow, that's a relief.
Yeah. So, what did you want to talk to me about?
Oh, well...
Really making your rounds tonight, aren't you, Susu? Denny?
Joy?
She asking you to get the band back together for some weird reunion tour, too?
She talked to you first? Why'd you go to Joy first?
Not everything's a competition, Denny.
Why? Is success too mainstream for you?
Success is an ideological construct.
Your hair is an ideological construct.
So is your face.
Aaron's parents are getting divorced.
Oh.
Shit.
Seriously? Mr. and Mrs. Lee?
Yeah.
But they're the cool parents. My mom has hated them ever since they let us watch Step Up 3D unsupervised. 3D is magic, Joy, and magic's the devil. She cannot find out about this divorce.
Is Aaron okay?
Not sure. We were supposed to go to the Bloodthirsty Hearts convention tomorrow, but I don't know. And I'm not saying let's get the band back together or whatever. I mean, we all have our own things going on, but I think Aaron could really use the distraction, and if you guys tag along, maybe that'll persuade her enough to come.
You really think Joy and I coming with would convince her? Susu? What are you doing here?
We said 8 a.m., didn't we?
Yeah, but...
Come on, Aaron! Why is your shirt so long?
Shut up, Joy!
What? She looks like a baby!
Is that Joy and Denny? In your car?
It sure is.
Did you kidnap them or something?
Well, that was not an option.
So Joy and Denny.
Uh-huh.
Being of sound mind.
Yep.
Actually agreed to go to the convention. With you.
With us.
Susu.
Sure, we haven't hung out with them in a while, but when they heard...
You mean when you told them about some incredibly personal information?
Told, heard, verbs. Either way, I'm not sorry about it. Because they're here now, and to their credit, it didn't take much convincing. They wanted to be here for you, to help me take your mind off things. Plus, Denny brought a case of Mong Juice energy drinks for us to chug on the way over to the Coliseum. Apparently, if you down two cans back-to-back, you can, like, lift a car or something.
Yeah, I don't know, Susu.
Well, Aaron, I do. You don't seriously want to waste your Halloween moping around at home in your Scrooge nightgown when you could be rubbing shoulders with like-minded adults playing dress-up, casting make-believe spells, and drinking grape juice out of plastic goblets, do you? No. No, you don't.
Tell her she can finally make out with a Strigala!
My sexual attraction towards Strigalas was just a phase!
Was it?
Sue me for thinking having a forked tongue makes you better kiss her.
Two is always better than one.
It's just math. Fine.
You're in?
Literally anything beats walking on eggshells in my own house.
She's in!
All right!
Put some pants on already!
I should probably go change.
You've made the right decision. Both with coming to the convention and also the pants thing.
I hope so.
Trust me. Today is going to be one for the record books. All right. Before we walk through these doors and live out one of, if not the greatest moment of our stupid, insignificant lives...
Take it down a notch.
Sorry. got a little, Whew, that mung juice got me a little too amped. Let me start over. Well, I just want to say, this is a big milestone, and, I don't know, maybe we should have a moment of silence before we head
in. Hey, guys.
Blake?
Hey, Aaron. How you holding up?
You know.
If it makes you feel any better, it feels like my parents have been split up for years already. Hey, Denny.
Blake. Glad you got my text.
Me too.
Blake!
Joy.
Surprised to see you here.
Why's that?
Figured you wouldn't be caught dead at a place like this, especially without your Heathers.
What's a Heather?
Wow, the nerve.
Thanks for coming.
Come on. This is Bloodthirsty Arts. When I heard you were all gonna be here, I would have had some serious FOMO.
Well, I didn't put on pants just to stand around. Let's go in.
Blake, I didn't think you'd actually show up.
I didn't do it for you, Susu. I'm here to support Aaron.
Right. Of course.
And just so we're clear, today is a one-off. Let's just get through it, and when it's over, it's back to reality.
Fine by me.
In a world full of enchantment and danger, stay here! It's dangerous. Where good and evil collide.
If being evil is bad, then why does it taste so good?
And the fate of all mankind rests on the broad, yet sensual shoulders of one beguiling doctor.
You are the most beautiful maiden I have ever seen.
Really?
Trust me, I'm a doctor.
He's so hot.
Oh. Shame.
Academy Award winner Timothy Kent is
Zafaros!
5-time Gen Z Choice Award winner Henley Hawkins is
Dr. Seamus Van Helsing!
And for 2 completely different reasons, they've come for your bloodthirsty hearts.
Welcome all to the first ever Bloodthirsty Hearts Convention! Thirst Traps, make some noise!
El do friggin' rado.
This place is massive, so make sure to check out Artist Alley and Exhibit Hall A, our screening rooms for never-before-seen footage, and Exhibit Hall B for workshops, displays, and panels with the franchise's award-winning storyboard artists, costume designers, hair and makeup artists, and so much more! But don't forget, tonight at 6 p.m. is the BCH Masquerade Costume Contest, followed by our star-studded main event. Trust me, you do not want to miss it.
Is that guy dressed as the Ale Draper from BTH1?
Nah, too bloody, too thirsty.
What?
Shit, Joy.
That was some reflex.
What other useless knowledge do you have stored up in that brain of yours?
Useless?
I shudder to think.
It says there's a behind-the-scenes compilation in one of the screening rooms. Should we start there?
Whatever you
want. We should probably start in Artist Alley first, since it's the furthest away, and then backtrack so we can get back here in time to grab good seats for tonight's Q&A.
Oh, right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Come on! Let's move, people!
You heard the boss.
Wow, Joy, check this out. Stills from BTH on Etch-A-Sketches. Ma'am, how long did this one of Zafaros take you?
That one? I'd say about 2 months.
Wow.
That's 2 months you'll never get back.
How do you do it?
See how still these hands are?
So still.
Like a surgeon.
You know who else etches a mean sketch? My cousin. She's 5.
Walk away.
What's up, guys? Susu here. As promised, I'm recording live from Artist Alley here at the Bloodthirsty Hearts Convention. To all the Helsing's heroes out there that couldn't make it to Cleveland, I want to give you a look at what's going on. Honestly, what isn't? You like small knives? Blam! Knives! Like to collect commemorative coins? Blam! Commemorate! Oh, and not sure if the rumors spread to the chat yet, but a lot of people here are wondering if legendary author and Cleveland native Agnes Lipa is going to make an appearance. But, I don't know. The woman's a well-documented recluse, plus it's not like she and the movie producers are buddy-buddy either. Artist liberties and whatnot. So, if you ask me, it's all wishful thinking. Anywho, that's all for now. I'll keep you guys posted, literally. Until then, keep doing your damn thing!
Susu!
Yeah, Denny.
Want a bookmark? They're free.
Free?
Uh-huh. Got them from the booth over there. No one's manning it, so people are just walking up and taking them.
Weird. The artist who made them posted on the fan page just yesterday.
Here, take one. Fair warning, they're pretty erotic.
Ew, what?
Yeah, the guy loves them boobies. Hey, Blake.
Yeah?
Want a bookmark?
Hell yeah.
Here.
Oh, pass. I thought you said Pop-Tart. It's super loud in here. Can we be done in this room? Some dude who was not hot was just following me around with a quill asking if I'd let him write me a haiku.
Did you tell him, take a hike, you?
Oh, Denny. No. What's next?
A panel with the BTH stunt doubles from every movie. Should be some cool content for my next video.
Are you seriously still running that stupid fan page, Susu? I thought you'd have given it up, you know, since we're adults now.
You literally built human pyramids while wearing a child-sized uniform.
I bet you're still using that stupid sign-off, huh? Keep doing your damn thing, please.
People like it.
Do they?
Hey, Helsing's Heroes!
Love the content!
Thanks! You were saying?
Okay. Someone sounds hangry. Blake, why don't we go find you some of those Pop-Tarts you were craving, okay? That sounds good, doesn't it?
Still running that stupid fan page? Still running that stupid mouth? Blam!
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for occurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stopped. Opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.
What's up, Helsing's Heroes? Susu here, once again. I'm about to give you a glimpse at the BTH costume panel going on right now. Check it out.
When it came time for the sex scene and conception of Seamus between his vampire hunter father and the apparition of Queen Maeve, we chose to dress her in a short, silver silk slip, as we felt it was a perfect balance between sexy and ghost.
Oh.
Isn't she great?
Next question.
Yes, hello, hi. Good to see you again.
Oh, have we met?
Oh, yes, it's Jason. Jason Gallant, but you probably remember me as Toothless Peasant. In Bloodthirsty Hearts 3, The Suckening, where in the first 5 minutes of the motion picture, my peasant wife and I were decapitated by Zafaros?
I'm sorry. I don't.
You don't? Toothless Peasant, all gums. You wouldn't let me keep my costume?
Oh, jeez.
When I was murdered, my severed head rolled right into frame and whispered, ouch, you don't remember.
Sorry, did you have a question?
Sure, yeah. What's your, favorite kind of shirt?
Sure, right. Sit down, sir.
Okay. Don't know what that was, but we're rocking and rolling, people. Still more to see. We'll be back with another video for you all later. In the meantime...
Hey, still!
Erin, you ruined my sign-off.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know.
Ugh, it's fine.
So hear me out. What if we skipped the storyboard artist panel and made our way back to the main ballroom with enough time before the Q&A for the five of us to make a pit stop at the photo booth and recreate that one picture we took while waiting in line for the premiere of-
Oh my god! None of my videos have been uploading to the fan page!
Oh.
Shit! I don't have service, do you?
Well, none of us do. So what do you think?
About what?
Forget it, it's stupid.
Whoa! Dude, you cannot sneak up on someone dressed like that.
My sincere apologies.
Who are you supposed to be anyway?
I am Zafaros.
Really? Dude, where's your cape? Where's your hat?
I do.
And you know, convention goers can't even be back here, right? Yeah, you gotta take your smoke break somewhere else.
Understood. May I come in?
Come on.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hold it. Show me your pass.
My what?
Your pass. You know, the stupid laminated thingy everyone has around their neck. Yeah, I can't let anyone re-enter without it.
My. You are an ill-bred little fool.
Ill? Who told you about Uncle Dad? Why are you making that sound?
What sound?
That growling sound.
Oh, that sound. Well, I am about to kill you.
Oh. Ah! Ah!
And the winner of the first ever Bloodthirsty Hearts Masquerade Costume Contest is... Contestant number 8, Sexy Henley jockeying atop an inflatable Strigala! Congratulations to all our contestants tonight. You're all winners in my BTH book, and please, do watch your tails as you exit the stage. Now, don't go anywhere. Tonight's main event will begin in just a sec.
Not gonna lie, I'm pretty excited.
You sure sound like it, Joy.
Want me to... jump up and click my heels for you, Denny?
Yes! 1,000 times yes!
They, like, hurry this up. I've brushed by more hairy triceps than I care to remember.
Hey, excuse you.
Strigala-looking bitch.
Oh my god, Susu, I just heard someone say they think the producers might announce they're making an 8th BTH. You think they will?
Well, Erin, if we weren't standing in a dead zone and I could check the Helsing's Heroes chat, I would be able to give you my informed opinion.
It's not the end of the world.
What was that?
Nothing. It was nothing. Hey, look, I think it's starting.
All right, Cleveland! It's the moment you've all been waiting for, the Q&A, to end all Q&As. Bloodthirsty Hearts fans, my thirst traps, let me hear you! Give a warm welcome to BTH producers Megan Binney and Miguel Castillo, screenwriter E.J. Gullett, and director Dip Kennedy! And now, coming to the stage, ruler of the 19th century underworld, the baddest, ugliest, blood-suckiest gargoyle vampire hybrid this side of Transylvania, our Zapharos, Timofey Kent! And last but not least, the man of our dreams, striking fear into the hearts of every Strigala, our hero, Dr. Seamus Van Helsing himself, Henley Hawkins! All right, folks, settle down, settle down. Henley, let's start with you. How the hell are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
They must really like you, Henley.
We love you, Seamus!
Joy, put your boner away. I think I need to sit down.
Hey, Seamus loves you too.
Whoa. Yeah, I really need to sit down.
Mr. Kent, I appreciate you joining us on this Halloween night. It's an honor.
Thank you for inviting me inside.
Oh, I see what you did there. Like vampires, Strigalas can't cross thresholds unless invited in. That's funny.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Never not in character, huh? I love it. Love it! We love Zapharos, don't we? Tell us, did you ever think the BTH movies would get as big as they are today?
Depends. Big in terms of domestic gross, worldwide fame, sure. But is it big in comparison to our universe, the grand scheme of things, the big something in the sky? Well, who's to say?
Right. So, Henley, pretty incredible.
You know, I just gotta say, I love Cleveland. No wonder they call it the Sunshine State.
Is someone gonna tell him?
Shut up, Denny. Henley's talking.
But it should be called the city that never sleeps. Because after this panel, we about to partay!
Amazing. Awesome. All right.
And another thing.
Okay.
I have a feeling tonight's going to be a special night. And you want to know how I know?
How, Henley?
Because when the moon is full and the crows stop crowing, it can only mean one thing. It's Strigala slaying time!
What's happening? If this is a flash mob, I'm leaving.
Uh-oh! What do we have here? Whoa, big boy. And who might you be?
Who am I?
Yeah, come on. Don't be shy. Tell the people who you are. And who does your makeup? Because they sure made you ugly.
You impudent and weak human. You dare to question me?
Whoa, scary. Don't hurt me, please. But seriously, guy, tell these dweebs who the hell you are and say your lines so we can get
on. Silence! My Strigala brethren and I have stood in the shadows and watched you desecrate our species through this motion-capturing blasphemy for far too long. And now that you all have stupidly congregated here in one place, the time has come to finally reap what you sowed. For I am Zapharos!
Like Zapharos.
Get off the stage!
Boo, bitch, boo!
Blake!
Don't boo you too, Susu.
Me thinks somebody boos a little too hard and missed the costume contest, huh? All right, Bigfoot, you happy now? Had your moment.
Oh, I'm just getting started.
Ah!
No, this is real. Stop cheering and what? I have just decapitated a man. Plead for your life. Enough!
How about that functional wings?
No! Wire flying? This guy! Guys, I got the severed head!
Whoa.
My hair looks so real.
I want a severed head.
Man, that's one expensive-looking prop. Check it out. The blood is even guising.
Oh, my God.
Barricade the doors. Human is on the menu tonight.
Bloodthirsty Hearts stars Victoria Morales as Susu, Sophia Bryant as Blake, Gus Burney as Aaron, Savon Alira Rose as Joy, Cheyenne Haynes as Denny, with Taryn Killam as Henley Hawkins, Happy Anderson as Timofey Kent, Ezra Buzzington as Zafaros. Additional performances by Scott Rosendahl, Sandra Marie Ceballos, Brigham Snow, Honey Gay Lauren, Josh Pafchek, Annie Toe, Jamie Tenniel, Jeffrey James, Julian Goza, Cairo Kassam, Thomas Hobson, Mara Schuster Lefkowitz, Rolando De La Massa. Created and written by George V. Ganim. Directed by Sam Beasley. Executive produced by Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, Sandra Yi Ling, Donald Albright, Payne Lindsay, and George V. Ganim. Produced by Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Co-producer Sheena Pinkney. Original music by Darren Johnson and Brian Kessley. Edited by Gabe Birch. Sound design by Scott Mankey. Mixed by Matt Yoakum. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, and Ben Milchev. Additional engineering by David Tadashore. Additional editor, Eric Aaron. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Music editor, David Tadashore. Musical performances by Isaiah Gage and Will Tendy. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisors, Aaron Sauerland and Arlo Thompson. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Production coordinators, Bailey Grayson and Paolo Wolfsdorf. Head Production Assistant, Nathan Yan. Production Assistant, Noah Jorgensen. Post Coordinator, Beatrice Neronia. Production Legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production Accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Ashton Harold, Mara Schuster Lefkowitz, and Devin Hennessy. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Bloodthirsty Hearts is a Q Code and Tenderfoot TV production.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back, too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real-life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind-the-scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.
Hey, this is Eric Malinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds.
Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.